Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Red It Up is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Red It Up, episode 8, recorded Wednesday, September 17th, 2014. You too, Justin Long, Facebook for Rich People.
Welcome to Red It Up. This is a show all about that social media news website called Reddit. I'm Chad Johnson.
I'm Sarah Lane. Reddit is, it's a really fun place to hang out if you don't already hang out there, but chances are if you're watching the show, you at least know about it. It's where a lot of memes on the internet start. There are a bunch of subreddits. Those are kind of like subdomains of the service where people are having all sorts of fascinating conversations, and it is just a lot of fun. So Reddit Up is all about celebrating what goes on in Reddit week after week.
We will cover all the big, big stuff that happened, hopefully show you some new and interesting things to do on the site, and generally just talk about our opinions on everything that's going on. So let's go ahead and start off with the top stories.
Top stories of the week on Reddit. We talked about this last week, actually. It's a revisit to the story because, well, it's over now. EMPW submitted the story that the internet slowdown, that was a concentrated effort across many sites, Reddit included, was designed to raise awareness for net neutrality and get people to understand the implications of what it might mean if the law changes. Over 300,000 calls and 2 million emails were sent to Congress. Wow. Infographic on what happened shows just really the magnitude of who actually participated. And I guess you would say the internet slowdown, which was in many cases sort of a clever way to say, hey, you might notice that this site doesn't really work that well today.
Right.
Here's
a loading button for
you. Exactly. If you were not part of an internet fast lane in the post-apocalyptic net neutrality world that some people fear may happen, this is what you could look forward to. And obviously it resonated.
Yeah, I'm very happy that it's amazing to see the amount of people that are all on the same side as us.
It's true.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
guess
we
made our net neutrality opinions known,
right.
But I did. It would come on. It's
we assume that the all the people who emailed were like, yay, net neutrality is great and don't let it be destroyed and not, you know, let those cable companies win. So a lot of people participating, which is really cool. This was, and the next story is submitted to r/funny by James Taw. With the title, U2, How Things Have Changed.
As in U2 the band.
U2 the band.
Uh-huh.
This is 2 news articles, one from 2008 with the headline, Banned Music Thieves from the Web, says U2's manager. And the 2014 story where Apple releases the U2 album removal tool, where they gave away the album to everyone.
The band kind of can't win.
To the point of people couldn't give it.
They gave it with...
It was a fail.
What they should have done is said the album is free for the week, right?
Yes.
And just promote it all over iTunes and whatever.
They've done this before.
Totally.
They've given away free music before. Either you could go into the store and get it, or you could go to like a webpage and get it.
Right.
They shoved it in everyone.
Instead, though, the Apple was like, let's do something that's even is cooler because people are used to free songs or albums or that sort of thing. Let's buy it for everybody. And, you know, we bought it, so then it just automatically gets to you. Isn't that great?
Right.
And
you've
people are like,
purchased it now.
And people are like, I didn't want to use my storage for that. I didn't want to use my data for that.
I didn't want to auto-download,
I don't
album.
Like you to. That's, you know, that's your prerogative. And now I can't get rid of it. So Apple had to be like, here's a tool.
Oh, my gosh.
For everybody who's very upset in getting free music from arguably the biggest rock band currently in the world. And, I mean, what a fail.
So funny.
But it just goes to show you, it's like, I'm positive that Apple just didn't think things through. It's not as if the company was like, yeah, there are going to be some upset people and this is worth it. They actually thought that everyone would be like,
everyone
that is
will be
so
happy
cool
about a new album.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it is
and
very
funny.
And
it has nothing to do with you two. It would have happened to any artist, any group.
Right, right. Whoever had signed up for this, it would have been... But it is funny that in 08, their manager was like, we need to kill all internet thieves.
Right.
The internet is
maybe not
taking
them,
all of our music. Yeah, not kill, but yes, like
kill their cramp their style,
destroy their children. And then in 2014, they've given away their entire album, and that is the state of internet music. I mean, the industry now is not about selling. I mean, it still is, obviously, but that isn't the biggest issue in the music industry anymore.
Yeah, the biggest issue is give someone a free album, and how are you going to apologize?
Yeah.
Enough so that they'll forgive you.
Yeah, how can you make the most valuable company in the world make a specific tool to remove your album
exactly
off of their iTunes account?
Speaking of Apple, iOS 8 just released this morning, went live at, 10 a.m. Pacific? I don't know. I only think in terms of Pacific time. Where we are here at Twit World Headquarters here. It was I didn't get my push notification to install iOS 8 until about 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I probably could have gone in there and gotten it sooner. But it has just been released. I mean, this is day one. And there's actually a really cool sort of live graph, real-time graph that's going on. This was submitted to Internet is Beautiful, the subreddit by username Davey B. So if you look at this, this is a graph using mixpanel.com. If you hover over, the little bubbles throughout the day, you can see how iOS 8 is creeping up in percentage of iOS users.
So, right as of
20th, well, I don't know exactly what local time this is.
And current time is 4:56, so we're 4 minutes away, theoretically, from an update.
Okay.
If it happens,
I'm not sure what local time of 2300 was, but you could probably figure that out somewhere on the graph. In general, the point is people on iOS upgrade really quickly.
Yes.
They're excited about upgrading. Anybody who was running an older model of, I guess, iOS 6 or whatever. I mean, there are more people using iOS 8, not even 24 hours into iOS 8 being available than anything under iOS 7.
Yes.
It's just kind of a little baffling. And this is day one, and people have had issues because it's taking forever because the demand is really high. And also because it's like a 5 gig download.
Huge, yeah.
So it's like, do you have 5 gigs? If not, you better delete some of your sexts.
those sexts are taking up all that space.
Because sometimes they have photos.
Yeah, I know. A video. It takes up so much space. Yeah, so far I've heard the adoption of iOS 8 is the people who have switched over have been really happy with it. It's faster and things like that.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, it's in general, it sounds like it's been pretty smooth sailing once you do get that
It's amazing because by this graph, it looks like within 2 hours of the update, already there were more people using iOS 8 than there were using the older versions of iOS,
right,
which is really, really interesting.
Yeah.
So
it's good stuff.
And it'll be fun to watch that throughout the day with that yearly update. So
are you really going to just keep revisiting it and watching those?
Just like my cookie clicker game,
those I am percentages.
Going to keep. Yes, absolutely. every hour I have it set up. No, I'll probably check in back with it tomorrow.
once more.
One of my favorite subreddits is Not the Onion, which is headlines that sound like they should be on The Onion, but are not. They're actually real.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
This was submitted by Guttural Da Stars. Saudi man asks for iPhone 6 as dowry for his sister. So
now, usually the way dowries work, if I understand arranged marriages, is that the wife's family has to pay money in order to for the privilege of getting their daughter out there.
Get out of there, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
let's merge these families together and the payment that we'll do this.
It could be money, it could be, you know, something, you know, like farm animals, I know, is sometimes like a dowry type of thing to kind of start the new life. But this was actually a family member saying, you want my sister, sister's hot.
Right.
You know, she's somebody wants to marry her. I want her to have an iPhone 6.
She must have an iPhone 6. You as the groom wanting to marry my sister must promise that you get her an iPhone 6. The prospective groom, this is a quote from the article, the prospective groom should present the latest phone sensation as soon as it is available on the Saudi market in order for the marriage to go ahead.
Interesting. Yeah.
And an autoplane ad. I hate you so much. Gulfnews.com.
Gulfnews.com.
For your freaking autoplane ad.
Because
thanks
it's
a lot.
Saudi story. Well, I hope she gets an iPhone 6 if she wants it. I hope that
I also hope it's a good marriage. I mean,
I hope that the brother isn't just going to, you know, run off with the iPhone 6 and be like, thanks.
Right, exactly. Actually, sorry, change of plan. 6 Plus. and the 64 gigabyte space gray model only. Go ahead with the marriage if that can happen. And you must wait in line at the 5 a.m. in the morning.
I just want to demand a dowry for anything.
You want some of this hotness?
Yeah. You want to marry me? Pay my credit card bill.
We're talking about an Audi A8.
No, just credit card just payment. The debt.
I need student loan.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. That would be awesome. I'll try that. It's probably a bad idea.
Right.
Although maybe I could meet somebody on our next story who would be able to do that, because apparently there's a new Facebook only for rich people. So maybe it's, you know, I could find the man of my dreams on this new social network. I only need $9,000 to join.
I wish that this was actually called Facebook for Rich People. Like,
that would be cool.
There was the Comedy Central show where they made Starbucks Sucks.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
They just blatantly used the Starbucks trademark and called it a parody. Make literally facebookforrichpeople.com.
So here's the funny thing. This site, it's not a joke. This was also submitted to Not the Onion subreddit. It's called Netropolitan. I don't really net worth Netropolitan. Okay,
I'm well, I just thought it was like internet Netropolitan.
I think it's probably net worth.
Maybe
because you know you're supposed to be rich. So the $9,000 fee is a one-time $6,000 initiation fee, so that's nothing. And then you have a $3,000 annual fee. So, you know, $9,000 out of the gate, but then it's only $3,000 a year. And it's so funny, PC Magazine
only $3,000
wrote an article about it and, like, asked a representative from Netropolitan a bunch of questions like, well, so, like, who's this for? Like, how many users do you have? And they just kept saying, like, we respect the privacy of our users. We would never give any information about who they are or, you know, that's it's all about the privacy of our esteemed, I don't know, Netropolitan users. Now, if you go to netropolitan.info, I did a little deep dive here earlier today because I was like, who's on this site that isn't me? And Netropolitan calls itself the online country club for people with more money than time.
More money than sense, most likely.
Well, or that.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and then, of course, they say it's private and secure. You can meet like-minded individuals from across the globe who share your lifestyle and interest. Oh, my God, kill me. By the way, that kind of looks like me on the right. It's not. But it kind of does.
I just also like that they're in a private jet, and he's literally just like, look on my iPad. Look, this is my Netropolitan account. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Just look, this is my Netropolitan.
Right.
I don't even think that photo is
like,
of him.
And everyone's like, oh, some my other guy. Goodness,
oh,
how
yes.
adorable. Mm,
yes, oh, good.
And then, yeah, ad-free, moderated. It just, I don't know what to make of it. I have to think, though, because I know some people with more money than time, that they will probably get a fair amount of users. Because
I know.
That's the way our world works.
I mean, there's people who just think, oh, this is for rich people. That's me.
So dumb.
I should be part of this social network.
Let me open up a new line of credit.
Yes.
And fake it till I make it. By the way, that was submitted by user Batman and Superman.
You gotta fake it for the biscuit. I don't think that's how that works.
No.
This was next submitted to Futurology. By Blowsticks, a company developing a radar gun for police to detect texting while driving offenders. Now, this really got my wheels turning. I'm thinking about how they were going to be able to create a radar-type gun how to figure out if someone inside of a car was texting. Definitely, this is very experimental. This is new. You aren't going to see this on the market anytime soon. But basically, this gun will be able to detect the radio waves that emanate from phones sending out data. So the idea is that if there's someone in the car using your phone or using a phone, that this will detect it. My first thought is like, well, what if like a passenger is using it? Or what if you're listening to music and you send out data to ask for the next song in your playlist? You're doing things completely legal. I mean, You could say all those. That's not really what the article is about. It's more about there may be some sort of device in the future that is going to be able to detect if you're actually using your phone as a driver, if they somehow can refine the technology a little bit more.
There's just so... It's like, even if you could prove that I was texting, what if I, you know, made up a story, even if it wasn't true, that I was, you know, I felt threatened and I was trying to, like, alert somebody to, you know, the fact that I wasn't feeling safe. You know, yeah. there's so many, like, one-off gray yeah. area reasons where it's like, maybe it's almost worth the... You know, the risk.
Yes.
That I don't really understand how cops can get away with it. Like, even if they're like, show me your text so I could look and see specifically exactly what time it was sent. It's like,
right.
What if 3G dropped out for a second? Like, I sent that text like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, you know? Yeah, there's so much plausible deniability. Also, there's so many rules about, like, yeah, get a search warrant before you can look at my phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then, well, but then on top of that, I also feel like this technology is going to take so long to develop that our cars, like, you can already hit a button and dictate a text message. Like, I don't feel like sending texts in a car is going to be a very large issue in 3 years. I feel like everyone's going to have a phone.
Right, yeah. It'll all just be voice dictation stuff.
And even if your car doesn't support it, maybe the watch is the next big thing.
Right.
You know? Yeah. I mean, boop, like... there's been lots of times when I've been driving, gotten a text message, and look at my watch and thought, I don't know if this is legal or not. Because technically, I'm reading a text message. It's just not on my phone.
I think technically, yeah, like, it's not legal to be a distracted driver. So right. That would fall under that.
Right.
I mean, you can't, like, read a book while right. you're driving. But right. nobody complains about that because everyone's like, who does that?
Right.
But we're kind of doing the same thing. You know, it's about being responsible.
Yes. But interesting technology to be able to even see that data is being passed back and forth from a phone. I imagined that it... have you ever been somewhere, like, next to a speaker system and then someone got a text message and you heard the...
Yeah.
And through the speaker? I was wondering, it's just basically that. Like, they just have an unprotected wire pointing it and they're just looking for that sound.
It used to always happen with alarm clocks, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many people have alarm clocks next to their beds anymore. I don't, but I did for so many years, and I would always know when the phone was about to ring before it rang because the alarm clock speaker would get weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, those were the days.
I know. That doesn't happen anymore. I don't know if speakers got better or if phones got better.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't happen anymore. Bring back the symbiotic relationship between electronics. Okay, let's move on to our video break of the week. If you felt like you were kind of sporty and, you know, kind of in shape, you probably should take a look at... an Asian sport, an acrobatic Southeast Asian sport. It's based in Thailand, called Sepak Takraw. That's kind of like kick volleyball. That is crazy. Look at how they serve.
Ka-chow!
Hey.
Look at that guy is literally doing a... Whoa.
So it's like instead of spiking with hands, you're like spiking with your feet. But while you're doing like a roundhouse 360
look
upside
at him
down
hit this.
Kick.
Ka-chow! Like... he's literally doing the splits up in the air. Look at that. Wasn't that out of bounds?
Like,
shouldn't he have not?
It's like soccer, volleyball, but also gymnastics.
Also, look how tiny that little court is.
Right, yeah. And also,
whoa.
What are they playing on? Because, I mean, they're falling a lot. You end up, you know, on your face, even if you serve
also,
nicely.
Look at the massive crowds gathered. Oh, wait.
Sponsored by Toyota.
Sponsored by Toyota.
That was submitted by Fought the
imagine.
Law One. I get what you're doing there, user. And that was to the subreddit Sports.
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 Now it's time for the AMAs of the week. AMAs are Ask Me Anything. You can either submit them to IAMA, which is I Am A, which isn't quite... AMA, but it's I Am A Plumber, Ask Me
that
Anything.
That confuses people. I have
it so it really confuses
people. It really
people.
Does. It's the same thing.
Because AMA, I Am AMA, you would think it's like,
yeah.
I Ask Me Anything. Wait, no, but
yeah.
It's I Am A Something.
I Am A Something.
I Am A Something. Ask Me Anything. It's confusing.
I Am
confusing.
A Plumber.
Yep.
Ask me how piped.
So this week, one of the ones that we wanted to highlight was Justin Long.
The actor. Also Apple ad guy.
Yeah, Apple.
Former Apple ad guy.
Mac and PC ads.
He was in,
he's been in, like, college movies and stuff.
He's been in, yeah. I can't think of any of them.
Can't either.
But I know that they exist. There's one. Oh, what's that movie where? Oh, he's just not that into you. Not a good movie.
But girl.
He was one of the main guys who was like, you know, had to realize who was really, you know.
He was in apparently Live Free or Die Hard.
He's
Accepted.
People know who
Dodgeball.
People know who
Justin
Long
I don't know. I'm just
is.
Looking at his IMDb page. Okay, so one of the first questions is, "Hello, Justin. The following question is a bit revealing about oneself and may require much thought. If you could squeeze any condiment out of your belly button, what would it be and why? Thanks."
Justin Long says,
"Oh, that was user. I am moist."
Very I am moist. Very moist.
Very moist.
Ugh, God, how can that be your username on Reddit? I am very moist. That is disgusting.
What a weird question to ask,
Someone
too. There's also construction going on in the studio while
is that
we record
what it
our
is?
Show.
Or is it, are they trying to play the soccer volleyball upside down?
Yeah, they're doing some kick volleyball at the moment.
Okay, so anyway, the condiment squeezed out of your belly button. Okay, great question. Justin Long responds, "Thank you for asking. I was wondering when somebody would. # elephant in the room." And then he says, "Oh, I forgot to answer. Ketchup. Because I like ketchup so much that were it to come out of my belly button, it still wouldn't disgust me enough not to eat it."
Oh, man.
That's so nasty.
That's pretty.
I hate you, Justin Long.
Well, yeah. Well, you would. So your answer to the question would be mayonnaise.
Yeah. I'd rather be mayonnaise than ketchup.
I've hit this mic. Oh, my wind thing is gone. My wind muff. Okay, I'll fix that later.
Well,
that's why you keep hearing breathing sounds from me. Sorry about that. So next question. Let's just move right along from Sitna Lane. If you had a different celebrity's face tattooed on your face, whose face would it be and why?
Justin Long answers, "I would get all of the Baldwin brothers nesting dolls as Russian nesting dolls. Stephen would, of course, be the smallest. Why? Because what a great conversation starter." I mean, okay, I understand this answer, but I wonder how many people do not. Like,
I don't get
Baldwin
it.
I can see that you're just like, I don't understand.
I'm like, I had to go get a muffin the halfway through and you just lost me.
But like, you know who the Baldwins are, right? Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Billy Baldwin,
okay.
Stephen Baldwin, Daniel Baldwin.
Yes.
I think there are the four of them.
Yes.
Okay. It's kind of weird that I was able to rattle that off so quickly. And then Stephen would be the smallest. And the thing is because he's the largest.
Oh.
So it's the little nesting dolls, you know, where the little they
got it. Yes,
look
the Russian
eggs.
Nesting dolls. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was funny, Justin Long.
Good one.
What a kidder you are. Hey, so some Ask Me Anything's coming up. A little bit of a slow week this week, but next week we've got Andrew Weinreich, who's the founder of Six Degrees, which was the first social media website. Do you remember that?
Oh gosh,
I don't.
I do, because it was the Six Degrees of Separation that was going on. Like back in like
this is like pre-Friendster.
Oh gosh,
because Friendster
not,
to me is the first
man.
Social network that I you know
I'm trying
knew of and felt that everybody was using.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember exactly.
Well, you know what?
I don't know if I remember it afterwards because for some reason Zappos is like connected to my mind with Six Degrees.
No.
I have no idea why. Nope. I'm like, yeah, it's the Zappos days, but this is way before, so I must have heard about it after.
Not related. Yeah, I don't think.
No.
It's also different than Six Apart, which make blocking software, which is kind of old, too. Anyway, we have a lot of questions to ask.
Yeah.
This AMA that takes place on September 18th. That's actually tomorrow for anybody who is watching the show live. Maybe you're watching it after the fact, so hurry and participate in the AMA. Also, on September 22nd, a few days later, former Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb will be participating in his own AMA. Interesting and ballsy, considering that the NFL is having some issues.
Yeah.
It's an interesting week to be like, ask me anything.
I'm here representing the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, give me your questions.
Right. Also on the 22nd, Saturday Night Live member Jay Farrow will be answering your questions, which
That's
will probably
exciting.
Be really funny
because
he's a funny guy.
Yes, I'm excited about that. Well, let's move on to the subreddit of the week.
This is a good one because it is for all of us who struggle to be like, okay, there was a song and it kind of, oh, it went, it was from this commercial and there was a,
and I had a,
it's on the tip of my tongue. It's on the tip of my tongue.
That's actually the
subreddit. Tip of my tongue.
Has something to do with a submarine. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Where I live in one. I'm a walrus, hang my flag on a door.
Yeah.
Rocky record.
I'm gonna surrender. I don't remember. Right. Anyway.
That's the subreddit. So it's designed for more of a social way of figuring out what that thing is that's in your head on the tip of your tongue that you can't remember. Now, of course, you might say something like, well, couldn't you just sort of like Google search what you know? And I find, because this happens to me a lot because I have bad memory problems, because, I don't know, I'm old, that most of the time Google works, but sometimes it's like I'm not remembering the right combination.
Right.
And so Google's like, I have no idea what you
this
want.
This to me is where Reddit shines above all else, because it focuses on human-powered. Yeah, exactly. It focuses on the community. It's crowdsourcing things, but it's not crowdsourcing much for gain. You're just asking friendly other humans a problem that you're having, and they're giving you legitimate answers.
And what's cool is that when somebody is like, I've got the answer, and the person's like, yes, that's what I meant. Then they mark it as solved.
Right.
So then it's like you don't waste your time.
Yeah,
you know,
flared.
Flagged and flared.
It's been flagged and flared.
But it's cool. So it might be something that you were also wondering as well. So like you can either move on and be like, I want to be the hero and answer a different question, or oh, good, that's been solved, because I had the same one about that commercial that happened that one time 4 years ago.
And because you're asking humans, you can do stuff like, I remember it from my childhood, so it must have been between, like, 1980 and, you know, 1985, you know, something like that.
I actually have a really good submission to this subreddit. There was a series of radio ads for the Shane Company. You know, it's like a diamond store, a jewelry store. And I don't even know if they're like nationwide or just regional or whatever. But when I was a kid, there were these radio ads that were constantly being updated for the Shane Company, and they were always weird. And like Tom Shane, who's like the president and the founder, would like tell a story about whatever. It is my goal in life to uncover this radio ad somewhere. And like I even engaged with the Shane Company on Twitter about this. And they were sort of like, we're happy to help. And then I asked the question. They were like,
they're like, you're weird. No, I don't.
Yeah, like that was from like when you're eight.
No. So you're just trying to find those ads.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
But the ads are on the tip of your tongue. You could deliver the ad.
Kind of. I remember only some of it.
You must need to. You need to find like a Sherlock Holmes subreddit of like.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm looking for.
I need less tip of my tongue and more like actual detectives.
Right, an actual private investigator.
Anyway.
So now it's time for Ask Reddit. This is the subreddit where someone will pose a question to the subreddit, and then anyone can answer. And hilarity ensues, and it's just absolutely great. So this Ask Reddit for this week that we've decided to highlight and answer ourselves is, what is the most convincing fact you can make up? So it needs to sound convincing, but is in fact made up by people. So this was by Pergo Bugatti. Pergo Bugatti, I think.
Puro Bugatti.
Thought that was a car.
Bugatti is certainly. All right, so here's one of the answers. This comes from a username with a weird string of a name that
it's on the screen.
There
right
you
now,
go. So OX there. Something something. The no elbows on the table piece of etiquette derives from English copper miners. Copper miners would come home in their coveralls and residues would get on the dining room table. Copper is quite poisonous when consumed, so keeping one's elbows off the table was initially a mechanism to keep these poisonous residues from coming in contact with cutlery and dishware. I would be like, cool.
Wow.
Today I learned.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
This next one is by Death by Hacksaw. A recent study shows to the beginning of a made-up fact, people are 67.3% likely to believe it.
Oh, totally. That is like the staple of like household product commercials. Mm-hmm. Clinical tests say
a study shows that mm-hmm. if you vacuum, you're 20% right. more likely yeah. to.
A recent poll of Americans show that everyone likes Tide.
You know what's funny is actually with Brian Brushwood, when we were on tour, we did a show about how to scam people, and one of the easiest ways to scam people is to add because to any sentence. So you could say, like, if you're trying to get in line, if you're trying to cut in line,
yeah.
you could either say, hey, could I cut in line? And like 50% of people would say no. But if you're like, I need to cut in line because I need to make some copies real fast, they'd be like, oh yeah, sure, of course. You could even do, and this is literally one of the tests, they found that if you said because and then gave like I need to cut in line because I need to cut in line. Like, that would still give you more, people would allow you to cut in line this exact same as if you gave a plausible answer, like, I need to cut in line because I'm running late.
It must have something to do with, like,
it's like a back door.
If you just say, like, hey, give me a favor, someone's like, no. But if you're like, give me a favor and I'm going to tell you something and then you're the unreasonable one,
yes.
then, you know, there's, yes. it's like, that's funny psychology it's, stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting.
Okay. Here's another made up fact that sounds really true that was submitted by It's Me TK. The rhyme Itsy Bitsy Spider is actually about ancient siege warriors who would invade city walls on scouting missions through drainage openings. These men were colloquially referred to as spider soldiers due to their superior climbing ability. Reference can be found to such specialized men in some Old Testament texts. When spotted, the men would sometimes be flushed out by flooding the openings with hot water.
That's really funny.
That's good.
That's really good.
That's really good.
Okay, you want my obviously absolutely correct fact that I made up?
Yes.
The amount of light created by all the light bulbs since the beginning of, you know, since Edison invented the light bulbs. Mm. All of the light that all the light bulbs have ever produced is only 1/1,000,000,000th of the light that the sun puts out in a single day.
Okay. So this is your fact that isn't a fact.
Yes, it's fake.
It felt good. It felt authentic.
Good. Yay.
I really struggled with this one. I did. What's the most convincing fact you can make up? I will tell you something that I did make up years ago that fooled. Okay, so remember when Seinfeld was, like, on the air?
Right.
It wasn't reruns. It was, right. like, the 90s new. When Seinfeld was a new show and whatever. And, like a lot of other people, I had never heard of Julia Louis-Dreyfus before. Mm-hmm. And I made up the story that she was Richard Dreyfus's daughter for no reason other than just that they have the same last name. It's not even spelled the same. And people were like, oh, okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. That's where she got into.
Yeah, that's fine. And then years later, it was like, I mentioned it to somebody, you know, like, because I remembered it as true.
Yeah, they were like,
because
no.
I had just said that. This is like before IMDb or anything. Like, nobody could really, like,
fact
tell me I was
you?
Wrong.
Call up the...
And someone was like, what are you talking about? No, she's not. And I was like, I thought she was. And then
you
I was like, wait
your
a second.
Own lie.
Yeah, I had actually lied so much that I started to believe my own falsehoods. Anyway, that's mine.
That is really, really
I don't know
really
why
funny.
I share the things that I share with you guys on the show. Should we move on to Today I Learned?
Yeah, Today I Learned. This is where you post on this subreddit interesting facts that you found amongst the internet and other places. That would be all places, basically. Things that you just learned today, and normally people will agree with you. Take it away.
Okay. TIL, Today I Learned, because of a design flaw, when Apple III owners of the Apple III, a long time ago, had problems like garbled data, they were instructed to lift the machine 3 inches and then drop it in order to reseat the chips on the logic board.
Wow. Literally bang on your computer, but do it in a yeah. very specific
fashion. Can you imagine?
Fashion.
My Apple III seems to be malfunctioning. Sir, have you dropped it on the floor and tried again?
6 inches is too much, but 2 is not enough. It needs to be 3 inches.
You dropped it off the coffee table.
That is amazing. Okay, so today I learned 40% to 50% of the genetic information found in your GI tract does not match anything that has ever been classified before. Not plant, not animal, not fungus, not virus, or bacteria. We have no clue what it is. Biologists call it biological dark matter. This is insane. In our system, they don't know where it's from.
Okay. Like, that's, you know, that's here, right?
I guess.
That's where people get heartburn, GI stuff.
GI tract, yeah.
Yeah. It's in here somewhere. It's in your body.
How could they not?
It's not plant, not animal, not fungus, not virus, but not bacteria. It's dark biological
matter.
That's
never been classified before. So basically, its first classification was the human GI tract.
What? Isn't it like acid? I guess that would be bacteria.
That's insane to me.
That's weird. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Mike Pants.
I think, you know, this might be from the Ask Reddit area. The fake thing.
Yeah.
I always worry about that. Yeah. I always worry about that. Whoa. It's like, oh no, we're lying.
Oh,
sorry.
Boy. Okay, next one comes from Nisa Anvil. Says, today I learned Jim Carrey was offered to be the 8th Doctor of Doctor Who, but he declined the role. He felt it would cause outrage amongst Doctor Who fans if the role wasn't played by a fan.
Wow. Wow, interesting. Today I learned in 2012, episodes of Peppa Pig was banned from Australia as the central message that spiders were not to be feared was deemed inappropriate for Australian audiences.
Wow.
If you're not... I hope I'm saying Peppa Pig right, but...
Probably.
If you haven't seen Peppa Pig, it is a children's show...
About a pig.
About a pig. And
so wait a second. So there was a... There was an episode of this children's show, and the message was, you don't have to be afraid of spiders.
Yeah.
And then Australia was like, no, you do, actually.
You kind of do.
We have, like, some seriously poisonous spiders, and, like, kids are going to think that they should... Yeah. That's kind of, you know?
That's a spider I saw on Peppa Pig.
That's so fun. Like, why didn't they do that with Charlotte's Web, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not that it was necessarily all about making...
Here's Peppa Pig.
Here's Peppa Pig now.
I cannot look at Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig has a weird anatomy type face. I don't know.
I cannot look. That should have just been banned from Australia.
It's like that's why Peppa Pig should be banned. Peppa Pig is...
Peppa Pig looks whack.
Peppa Pig looks like something that is different. That was submitted by Key Jaffa, by the way. Hey, we want to remind all of you whether or not you watch Peppa Pig or like the actor Justin Long or... you know, are going to participate in a Ask Reddit next week. Whatever you like to do on Reddit, you can always be part of our subreddit, which is r/RedditUp. Not surprisingly, of course.
Woo-hoo.
We've got some readers in there. Now, this is where we post all of our show notes for this show. So if you are watching or listening live, of course, you're already with us right now. But most of our audience watches or listens on demand. So you can always check back and be a part of that Reddit Up community. Of course, as all of our shows are, we are able to, you can subscribe to us. What am I even saying? We're not going to do anything. What you can do is go to twit.tv/RU. Twit.tv/Reddit works as well. That is where our show notes live. Like every single article we talk about, all that stuff is all in our show notes on our episode pages. And also where you can keep up with, you know, what we do. All of our episodes are embedded there week after week. And you can see subscription links to download and subscribe to the show are all on the left-hand rail. And we make it real easy for you to join us each week, and we're having a lot of fun on the show, and definitely want your feedback as well.
Yep, and join the community. Make sure you have it downloaded to you every week. And I guess that wraps it up.
No.
For this episode of Reddit Up.
I don't know, yo.
We'll see you next week when we record live on Wednesdays at around 4:30 Pacific time.
Yeah, between 4:30 and 5.
Yeah, 4:30 and 5 we get started.
After TN2, which is also a great show.
And
I guess until next week, we're just going to go ahead and say sayonara and leave you with the awe of the week.
Aww.
Aww. Oh, little baby. Look.
Oh. Big saucer eyes on a snake. What's that? Oh,
banana
honey.
For scale.
I thought it was a duck.
A duck?
Hey, fatty.
Wow, that looks like a Cheshire cat.
It does. Ugh, there's a baby in it. Not as cute. Ugh. Well, actually, that is cute.
It looks like the dentist kid.
Maybe it is. Oh. Oh.